take 5 or must do 6. I hope I'm going with this different angle. I hope I hope you guys can see me. I am the team, guys. It ain't easy. Yeah. I hope you can see me well. So, Wagwan fam, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 38, season 2, episode 3. You know the maths. If you are an avid listener of this podcast, you understand my mathematics, yeah? So, welcome to another episode. I hope you guys are well. I hope you are well. I hope you're fine. I hope life is kind on you. I hope life is soft on you, yeah? Kawono agumu mano wedelwo. Yeah. Agombo mana wedelwo nikech amor. Tunyo mor. Gimanya sayoti mo. Ando mana wedelwo. Kawono, allow me. You guys, that's how happy I am. That's how super excited I am today. Yani nasiketu ni ungekijade. Nasiketu ni ungekijaluo leo. But because of the international audience and other people, I can't. But what's up? I'm so happy. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm super happy. First of all, let's talk about where I am. I know your location in is our Changanya kidogo. I am in Nairobi. I'm a city girl now. I am in Nairobi. If you listen to my last episode or you watched my last episode, you know I was coming to Nairobi to attend the APVA Awards, which I won. Ask about me, award winning podcaster. Ask about me. Get it to it. Yeah. Award winning podcaster. So guys, let's even start from there. Let me put the timer. I didn't get sound mic. Sure. What goes on behind the scenes? Aki, I'm alone. I'm recording this alone. Kwanza ukiona setup yangu huko nyuma, you will cry. You will laugh. Hey, I am setting sina tripod. So what I have set up, hey, shenanigans inaendelea behind the camera, behind the scenes. You won't believe it, but I had to shoot this today because this girl wants to be consistent. So no matter what, an episode has to go up. So let's do this. Aki, first of all, I'm so sick, you guys. I am so sick. Nairobi weather. The weather has really affected me. I've been so sick. I was even on medication. I'm not even kidding. I was so sick and I'm now getting better. So now I have like homa. Where can I run? So let's talk about APVA. So in case you're new here, in case you're listening to this podcast for the first time, in case you are watching this for the first time, my name is Awiti. I didn't even introduce myself. My name is Awiti, the host of this podcast. So, my podcast was nominated for the African Podcast and Voice Awards. Yay! In the personal stroke self-development category. I was nominated like with 2 South African podcasts, with 2 Nigerian podcasts, and then we were 2 Kenyan podcasts. And guess what? I won this babe here. Okay, I won, you guys. I am so, so happy.
Dangerously Honest with Suzanne Kaitani from Kenya. Strange Kids Podcast by Ejiro Nigeria. Unspoken Podcast by Arino Aliti from Canada. Transitioning by Ludiegi Mashamaite from South Africa. Rooted Andrew Boss Podcast by Ozioma Anyoji from Nigeria. Don't Hold Back, Say It Loud by Nozibele Kamgana Mayaba from South Africa. Hey. The Guru of Growth is Unspoken Podcast. Hey.
Hey. Unspoken Podcast. I would also like to congratulate my fellow nominees. I'm also grateful to God.
So grateful, I won the award. Best, hey, Unspoken Podcast is the best personal stroke self-development podcast in Africa. Get into it. So, yeah, I'm just here. Like, I don't even know where to start. I am so happy. My heart is so full. Like, winning that award, like, I had to go back to where I started this podcast, when I started this podcast. Like, if I look back at that girl who I was, who, when I was starting this podcast, that girl would have never thought that she would be here sitting as an award winner. Never, never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that. Never would I have imagined that I would accomplish something like that. So let's go back to when I started this podcast. I started this podcast in 2020. And even I remember when I was giving out my speech for this, when I won the award, I was saying like,
I feel validated because I started this podcast in my small room in Maseno University, and I started this podcast. It's called Unspoken Podcast because it's a podcast that embraces our emotions. It encourages us to be open with our emotions, to express our feelings and not tie us down. That's why I call it Unspoken. And it's a self-realization journey for me and for my listeners to grow, because it's a personal self-development podcast that encourages growth, because personally, as an individual, I believe...
I said this podcast in my small karumi in Maseno Uni in second year. And I started this podcast when I was not in a good place in my life. I was not mentally okay. I was depressed. And at the time, I was depressed and I didn't even know that I was depressed. I didn't. I was so depressed. Campus was kicking my ass. Yo. Hey, character, you can't pick a campo. So I was not okay. In fact, I lost weight. I lost like 12 kgs. I was depressed. I was not mentally okay. At that time, I didn't even know something called mental health, that you need to take care of your mental health. I just knew I'm not okay. I didn't even know that there was something called mental health. I didn't know like depression was a thing. No, I just knew I was not okay, but I was undergoing depression. So I started this podcast as a way of escaping, as a safe space, as a ranting space. I just started this podcast as a way I could rant during COVID at the time. It was just a ranting space for me, where ukinibo utajisikia kwa podcast. I would go there like, you guys, imagine kuna boy flani, I would do it. You guys, imagine Jilavini, self-love, imagine, hey, I was ranting. And at the time, I didn't even think like anyone was gonna listen to my podcast. I didn't. Because nani anataka kusikia dem ana shout, nani anapiga kelele, nani? No one. So at the time I didn't. But then, I was just going there ranting. I was not even consistent because I didn't know like at least any podcast. Like you have to shoot every day for a podcast, you have to record and post like every week or have like a schedule for recording. No, me, I didn't like know that. I didn't even like, I'll bring it for fun, like for escaping, like I was saying. It was like an escape place for me. It was like a safe space for me. This podcast at the time was just a safe place for me, where I would just go there and breathe and then feel my emotions. And then rant my emotions away. That was what this podcast was for me at the time. It was a ranting, it was a safe space for me. So me, I didn't know that it being a safe space for me, that it was going to be a safe space for others. I didn't. So people were like, so me, I'll just go there and rant maybe after two weeks, I don't know, when something just happens in my life, when I was dealing with something in my life, that was when I would record a podcast, yeah. And then funny thing, people will come to me and tell me, people will even text me and tell me, Awiti, I listened to your latest episode where you're talking about like self-love, your auntie, and you know, I've also dealt with it. It's something that I'm really like dealing with it, having high expectations, not loving myself enough. It's something that I'm really dealing with it. And your story inspired me. I was like, yo, okay. So you people are listening to me shouting. You people are listening. Now I shout here, now I'm not scared. So that you even inspire. It really inspired me. Like, people were actually listening. Me, it, like, even as much as even one person could listen, I was okay. Me, I was fine. Like, even, because I'm too much like in their feedback. Hey, you think me mean that get to me sunny superstar. Like, one person would listen to my episode, my podcast, I was like, you have made it. At that time, I was like, happy. At least one person that is not me, is not someone, like, I was so happy. So it was like something that I knew, like, people actually listening. The best part about it is that people are getting inspired. And look at me today. So that has really been like something that has really pushed me. Like, people are getting inspired by my story. Like, I'm so happy. I want the EPVA, the best podcast, unspoken podcast, the best podcast, the best personal stroke self-development podcast in Africa. Yo guys, get into it. Not in Kisumu, not in Nyakach, not in Maseno, not in Nairobi, not in Kenya, in the whole of freaking Africa. So winning that award was really like emotional for me. It was like validating for me. It was everything good that has, it is like the best thing that has ever happened to my life this year. It is like the best even thing that has ever happened to my life. Like, just winning for my, winning that award, like being recognized for my work, being recognized for my passion, being recognized for something that I do, that I love. It was really validating for me. It is really validating for me. I am so happy. So guys, shout out to you. Shout out to the unspoken community, for each and every one of you who voted. But then it was more by DMs. Vote for me. So shout out to all of you who voted. Shout out to everyone who voted for me. Shout out to EPVA. You guys, EPVA, you know, you have changed my life. You have no idea. You guys, EPVA has changed my life. Recognizing me and giving me that award, you guys have changed my story. You guys have changed how I view this podcast. You guys, you don't know, you have no idea. Shout out to the Unspoken Community, shout out to AfriPods, shout out to everyone who put up these awards. Shout out to you, shout out to the nominees. Shout out to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Shout out to King, the platform podcast, my good friend, we won. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to you guys. So, wait, I have my notebook. I keep my card. I hope this sound quality is good. Because I have lapel here. This is the best I could get here in my room. This is the best. Your shooting here, like recording an episode, is like 6k just for now. So I hope this sound is better. Please guys, I'm trying. I have my notebook here, which not Spotify for podcasters. Get into it. Yo, we need to talk about this. I have my received, which I received from Spotify. Yani nilianzisha hii podcast sikufikiria tutaipata hizi vitu kama hizi. So Spotify will recognize me. So listen, you know, last Saturday I was invited for the Spotify for Podcasters workshop that was in Kenya, Nairobi here. Got invited, this babe. So shout out to Spotify. So shout out to Spotify for Podcasters. Shout out to this South African lady, the CEO of Spotify. I can't pronounce that name, but shout out to you. Shout out to you. I hope you get to watch this. Shout out to you, nice lady. Shout out to you. So, it was nice being part of this workshop for Spotify and coming all the way from Kisumu. First of all, I met a lot of my favorite podcasters. Shout out to them. Shout out to the Sandwich Podcast. Shout out to Manto. Like, I met a lot of. Shout out to TMI. I met Murugi from TMI. Shout out to Spotify for putting that together. It was nice. I really learned a lot. I have some things that I had written here. For this episode, winning this award, what it meant to me, winning this award, some of the things that came to my realization after winning this award. Yes, it was like, it was a big moment for me, for my career, for this podcast, for the Unspoken community, and it just felt right that I had to dedicate an episode for this award. Yeah, okay. Oh, I want to share like things that came to my realization after winning this award. There's some things that I learned after winning this award. Number one, the first thing that really came to my realization after winning this was, oh, by the way, before you start, Happy New Month. This is October. I'm shooting this on which day? Today is third. Happy New Month, guys. October, you know how YouTubers do things like Vlogtober? I was thinking like making, as podcasters, do something called Podtober, where we also record podcasts daily. You get? Not like daily, but also you can take clips. I don't know how to make that a thing. I want to like record podcasts the whole of October. Go around and just create content and call it Podtober. You guys, tell me if it's something that makes sense. But I have something, thing that came to my realization after winning this award was that the first thing that really came to my realization was that your dreams are just around the corner. They're just around the corner waiting for you. You know when we were young, tuna cheza game itwa bikicho, hide and seek, where, so you know how the game goes, where there's the hider and the seeker. So the seeker is looking for the person who's hiding, and if the seeker finds you and sasa akushinda mbio and taps, the seeker wins. But you, the hider, if you go before, if you're fast enough than the seeker, you win. You get? So something that I realized is that our dreams are like hide and seek. Our goals are like hide and seek. It's for us. It's for you to take the big leap. It's for you to like to take the big step to have the faith and to go and seek your dreams. Put yourself out there and like go out there and just seek your dreams. That is something that I realized, by the way. That your dreams are the zikoto kwa corners na kuchunguza na kuangalia. Nashema, oh damn, ako serious kweli. Siakuje, like, yeah, your dreams are just there, like they're waiting for you to go and seek them. So guys, go and then like go out there and seek those dreams. Those are the kwa corners na kuangalia za smart. Umsese changamke, sio changamke, so changamka, changamka. Another thing that really came to my realization after winning this award is that I am the constant. I am the constant. Like, my dreams are my dreams. Like, no one's coming to save me. No one's coming to chase these dreams for me. No one. Akuna mse. Like, it's me. I am the constant. Like, kama si mimi akuna mse. Like, are you getting? Like, it's me. Like, I am the constant. That's a huge thing that I learned, and it was so painful. I learned it painfully because during my podcasting journey, I've learned a lot. I have learned a lot, and I've met a couple of people. In fact, not even a couple. I've met a lot of people along my journey. People who have promised to help me. People who have helped me. Like, people who I've had a lot of friends. I've met a lot of people who are like, I want to do this for you. Like, this podcast of yours, we can do this in the podcast. I've met a lot of those people who have wanted to help me, who have wanted to be part of this podcast, who have, like, wanted to do a lot of things for me and this podcast. But what I realized was that I am the constant. Like, it's me. These are my dreams. This is my podcast. These are my dreams. Like, say, as much as they want to help me, this is not their dream. They have their dreams. They have their goals. As much as they want to help me, they want to be part of this journey. Some of them, of course, I'm not even with them here. Like, they left along the way because And it's, I understand, because it's not their dream, this is my dream. So something that really came to light, something that I really realized, is that I am the constant. I am. It's me. Like, it's like kasi mimi akuna, like, that's even to you who's listening, to you who's watching, like, can you not do what you're chasing? It's you. You're the constant. There's no one who's coming to chase your dreams through you. No one. No one's gonna come and say, "Hey!" No one is coming to help you. It's people you'll meet along, a lot of people along the way who are willing to help you. But at the end of the day, it's only you. Like, everyone has their own dreams they're chasing. No one knows your dreams. No one knows where you want to be. And I don't blame. I lost a lot of friends, by the way, and it was so painful. I have lost a lot of friends during this journey. I have, even now as I'm speaking here, do I even have friends? I have like two. I have like two friends in SNGO, like, who were even like, I started like, we had like, we just became friends like recently. So I have lost a lot of friends during this journey, and I'll also, people have also like, I don't know if I'm gonna say people have taken advantage of me, because I was vulnerable with this. With this podcast, like, those are some things I wanted to do, and then people will come and promise me, like, I can do this for you. So they lied to me. It was so sad. People would lie to me, like, I podcast, there's a project, they'll promise me this, and then they won't deliver. So people have really disappointed me. People have lied to me. People have used me along this journey, and that's why I'm still learning, and I'm learning that I am the constant. Like, it's me, it's only me. I got me. No one got me like I got me. It's me, I got me. So you are the constant. Another thing that I learned while I, like, something that came to my realization after winning this award, is that don't be ashamed to celebrate yourself. Do not be ashamed to celebrate yourself. Do not, in fact, over-celebrate yourself. If you even win something small like this, and you know what it took you to get to where you are, hey, piganduru, say, piganduru, like, celebrate. Celebrate. Hey, I live with one thing, like, I'm gonna die. As long as I know I'm going to die, as long as I know I'm going to die, celebrate yourself. Celebrate your wins. Because if it's something that you have done, like, you know how you struggled to do it, I mean, it's something that you've really been wanting for a long time and you finally have it, pig and boot. Like, celebrate yourself. In fact, over celebrate yourself. Don't be ashamed. I encourage people to don't shy away from your emotions. Do not ati unajifanya kwa class yetu utaki ku ati just ati unacheka ile wazungu wachikanga jati. No, celebrate yourself. Even me, I remember when I won this award, you didn't even begin. I was so happy that day. Ati, I was so happy, like, I was so happy, and I was just sharing it with my community. I posted it on my status, how I was just in the corner. Shout out to my baby Unspoken podcast. Shout out to the Unspoken community. You guys, this is for you. I was so happy, and I appreciated my community. I appreciated everyone that was there for me, like, everyone who voted. So me, I was celebrating myself, I was celebrating all those people who supported me. Celebrate yourself. I remember I was so happy because I knew how hard I worked to win that award. How, like, me, I did everything to win. Need after votes, nika, I made a video, I did everything. So I deserved to win it, and I deserved to celebrate it. So don't be ashamed to celebrate yourself. Another thing that I learned, something that came to my realization after winning this, is that kujituma inajipa, guys. Kujituma na kuomba, hey, inajipa vibaya sana. Kujituma na kuomba, you should try it. So basically in English, kujitumani. What is kujitumani? Putting yourself out there, like putting yourself out there consistently and praying, putting God first. It really like works out. It like elevates your journey. Putting yourself out there consistently, every day showing up for yourself and praying, putting God first. Me, baby, I'm a religious person. I'm a very spiritual person and I'm not ashamed of it. I pray. Me, I always say, mimi kama si God, like I am nothing. Me, I always even say that. Me, I always say like, mimi, if not God, me, I will not be here. Like kama si Mungu, me, what God has done for me, what God has done for my life, what like God is using me to show off. And I appreciate God. I am so grateful for God. So guys, pray. Me, I am a very prayerful person. Like, whatever I do, I pray. Even I remember when I got the news that I was like nominated, I remember I cried. And the first thing I did was like, I knelt down. Nilipiga magoti chini nikamwambia Mungu, like, God, look at what you've done to me. Look at how far you brought me. I got nominated. Like, to me, like, just getting nominated was such a big deal to me. And I was just like, I told God, thank you. I was so grateful. I knelt down and told God, thank you. Even as I start on this journey, I'm bound to look for what opened the door for me. Open the road, like, favor me. May your grace be sufficient. I prayed. I remember when I was leaving Kisumu to come to Nairobi. I prayed. I was like, God, me, I'm coming to Nairobi. I'm coming alone. I don't even know what to expect in Nairobi. I don't even know if I'm going to win that award. But that award is what is taking me to Nairobi. So God, go before me, favor me, and use me to show off. I remember I prayed, and I won. So guys, me, I don't know if you are religious or you're spiritual. I don't know, but me, I am. I believe in God. I pray. So pray, guys, pray and kujituma. Put yourself out there. Put yourself out there consistently every day, show up. Even if you don't feel like it, amka. Just so uspamko uta. Auna option. Like, auna option. Ukilala. Like, okay, auna option. Like, just do that. Like, just know that you auna like anything to turn back to. Me, I always like say, miss na anything to turn back to. I don't have anyone to fall back on. So, me is for kujituma. I have myself to blame. And the thing that I learned, something that like really came to my realization after winning this award, was that the culture of hard work, yeah, hard work pays. Having that culture of hard work and work ethics, it really comes a long way. So just work hard, like having that culture, like people, like it just goes back to that, like putting yourself up there consistently, showing up for yourself, having work ethics, being disciplined, all that, it really pays off. It does. Another thing that like came to my realization is, of course, be hungry, stay hungry, want more for yourself. And this is something I always say every time on this podcast about wanting more for yourself. Don't limit yourself. Don't usijibebe ndogo. Like, want more for yourself. Be hungry and stay hungry. Like, just want more. Like, want more. Like, and you'll get more. Want more and you'll get more for yourself. Make room for that and you will get it. Promise you. But no mini motivation speaker. I've been running away. But the other day I was even motivating people. I've been running away. Me motivational speaker. Motivational speaker. Because I don't know if I should call it motivational speaker, but why not share what I can share with someone there, and maybe it can motivate someone there. Me, that's all I want. Me, I think you motivate me more. Me, I'm okay. If what I am saying just like inspires just one person, me, I've achieved my goal. I am fine. So something else that like I really learned, like something that really came to my realization after winning, was that like, grab opportunities and use opportunity like your life depends on it. Hey, use an opportunity like your life depends on it. Like, who's the opportunity, you know, nakali, at you're using it to, you're doing the bare minimum. Yani, you have got an opportunity and you're doing the bare minimum with that opportunity. No, grab that opportunity with both hands. Drain that opportunity. Yani, ifinye. Drain that opportunity drain it, use it to the any ikamweka tunaona venye the government is inatukamua inatupiga tax inatufinya like every corner. That's what I want you to do. Venye tu government inatufinya hivyo, how the government is taxing us left, right, and center, like it's draining us everywhere. Ukipata kidogo government nataka, that's what I want you to do. That's what I want you guys to do with the opportunity. Drain that opportunity. If you get one opportunity like this, like drain it, use it to the best of your capability. Use it to like take you to the next level. Use it like in the best way you can. Don't do the bare minimum with an opportunity. I remember, even when I was like nominated for this award, I said, Mimi, if I win, if I don't, me, I'm using this opportunity. Just getting the nomination, it is an opportunity for people to know that my podcast is an award nominee. That was just okay for me. Me, I was even telling my friends, hey, Mimi, when I'm nominated, nataka kutumia opportunity, like, watu wajue, like, I want to use this opportunity for people to listen to my podcast. Hata kama kuna kitu itanisell, nitaambia wasee, my podcast has been nominated. Ukiambia msee, hey, your podcast has been nominated for a continental award. People like, okay. I see, so people are like, let me check it out, because they see like you've already been recognized with other people from Africa, from all over Africa. So it's an opportunity. So me, I use that opportunity. I was like, hey, nataka kunyonya hiyo opportunity. So I use that opportunity, like use it. So, and even now that I've won, hey, prepare to be sick of me. Prepare to be sick of me. So basically, guys, just grab, use opportunities the best way you can. Use it. You see, don't do the bare minimum with an opportunity. Another thing that really came to my realization after winning this award is like, I'm in this phase of my life where I have to rely on myself, I have to show up for myself, and I have to trust myself. Very painful. So, hey, Nauma, like, I am in this phase of my life where I have to rely on myself. It needs me. Hakuna mse mwingine. Like I was saying earlier, no one's coming to save me. I have to rely on myself. I have to trust myself. I have to show up for myself. I remember even when I was traveling from Kisumu to come for this awards in Nairobi here. And I remember when I was coming, I was traveling alone. I was lonely. Because me, when I was you guys, that time you watch the awards, when you watch this award ceremony, people always show up there, maybe with their spouse, or you come there with your friend, your best friend, or your parents, your mom, or your bro. Yeah, people always show up with someone. But at the time, when I was traveling, I came alone all the way from Kisumu to Nairobi. I was so lonely. I couldn't even share like this moment with anyone. I was just alone, I felt so lonely, honestly. I felt so bad and it was so painful. So I just realized that I'm at a phase in my life where I have to rely on myself. I can't rely on anyone. I have to rely on myself. I have to show up for myself and I have to trust myself. It's so painful for me to realize that, but yeah. So it was, I felt so bad, but it's okay. I won. But I felt so bad. But shout out to Sam, who is my friend, who is accommodating me here in Nairobi from the Vibe podcast. If you're an avid listener of this podcast, you will know that there's an episode I did with Eugene Sam for things that I'm learning and learning and learning and relearning. That's an episode. I think it's episode 30 something. Go and check it out. I did it with Sam. Sam is a podcaster. He has a podcast called The White Podcast. Sorry, the episode is in fact, in the Nani Akobonet, Hapa Nairobi. And you remember, in that episode, I mentioned somewhere about Roy Sambu, like I was planning to come to Roy Sambu. I finally came to Roy Sambu. So shout out to you, Sam. By the way, Sam has also been nominated for an award, People's Choice Awards, his podcast. So go and support him. He really supported me. So you can just check out his social media platforms at the Vibe Podcast and vote for him. He'll be so nice. So shout out to Sam. Sam is a good friend. He has really supported me, by the way. Like when I was coming to Nairobi, he alisikia like, I'm coming to Nairobi, and I was like, I can accommodate you. At the time, I didn't even know I was going to stay here in Nairobi. So he was like, come, I can accommodate you. And I was like, yo, like he offered. And I'm like, thank you. He's just like, he's a good friend. So shout out to you, Sam. And then, wait, let me check the time. 32 minutes. So, those are, I think, some of the things that came to my realization after winning this award. And there's something I want to read here. This is part of my speech. This is part of my acceptance speech. After winning the award, there's something I wrote here. Like, let me read it to you guys. My whole life, I've been battling to be heard. I've been battling to be seen, to be taken seriously. And now, I have this incredible opportunity to show the world who I am. How do I represent all of the things that matter to me? The world is listening. Africa is listening. Kenya is listening. Kisumu is listening. Maseno is listening. Nyakach is listening. What am I gonna say? Alama ya dukuduku. I do this not for an award. I do this to tell stories, to effect change, to tell my stories, to effect change, to connect with people, to make them feel something. Because I want to feel something. And I hope you who's listening, you who's watching, I hope this episode makes you feel something. I hope my story makes you feel something. On my social media, I really open up, girl. On my IG stories, I was posting how, when I started this board, how, like, my first logo was, how I started, how I was recording, like, three minute long episodes, and I shared how I was depressed at the time, and how when I was starting this podcast, like, I didn't have anyone to look up to me. I was just doing it for the sake of doing it. I didn't know that I could do it on a professional level. I could reach a point where I can do this full time. So I didn't have anyone to look up to. So I even posted and said, you guys, excuse me, when I was starting, I didn't have anyone to look up to. But if you're out there, if there's something you're chasing, if there's something you're doing, Atakama, even if it's a podcast, even if it's not, and you're looking for someone to motivate you, someone to inspire you, someone to look up to, let me be that person for you. I'm not perfect. Miss Jamekit. Atas Jomoka. I'm not perfect. I'm very imperfect, but I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot along my journey. I'm learning a lot. I'm relearning a lot. In fact, I'm still learning. And I want you guys to learn with me. I'm gonna learn from me. Learn from my mistakes. Learn from my achievements. And to be that person for you. Because I didn't have that person growing up. I didn't have that person who I used to. I didn't have that person when I started out. So let me be that person for you. And shout out to Tun. There's a guy called Tun. Tun, wewe. Tun, you know yourself. Tun, anatijua. Tun is my number one. Is my day one. Tun is my day one. He knows himself. Tun is a good friend of mine. He's unspoken. Others, manga, I'm unspoken. Tun is also unspoken. Tun was the first person who was ready to help me. Who believed in this dream of mine. He was the first person who believed in my dream and told me, before I even released my first episode, he approached me and told me, like, when he saw my first logo that I had made, he was like, I see what you're doing there. I want to be part of this dream of yours. Because, Ikitu, like, I see where this thing is going. I see, like, it's meant for greatness. He told me that. and we're here with him till today. So shout out to you too. So if you want to see how the award ceremony went, how I won, how I celebrated, how nilipiga sherehe, nilipiga nduru, check out my social media pages, Unspoken, at Unspoken Podcast KE, unspoken.ken podcast KE on IG, on LinkedIn. By the way, I'll advise you guys to join our Telegram community, Unspoken Podcast community. I share a lot on my Telegram, like things, sure. So join our Telegram. And if you're watching this from YouTube, subscribe, because I'm working hard, guys. Hello, I'm a second unipiga setup. Mkiangalia pa behind the scenes. Kenye mefanya pando ni setup isimu. Mtamutalia, mtamuta subscribe. I've gone through a lot to just make this setup because I don't even have, like, no matter what I'm using the lapel. So, guys, subscribe. I'm striving to put out content consistently, like every Wednesday I want to like put up. And you know, I recently just got into audiovisual, so you know, audiovisual has a lot of work. There's editing, there's setting up. So all you can, the best you can do is subscribe, and then subscribe, share on Spotify, everything, listen, share, do all those good things. And I'm even running out of breath, guys, but then I'm so sick. Hey, I'm doing, I have my towel here. I'm so sick. Nairobi weather has really affected me, and culture shock imenipiga hii Nairobi. Kwanza I had to talk about that. Culture shock imenipiga hii Nairobi. Like, hey, there's something like uku Nairobi, every event has to end with a sherehe. Every event has to have an after party, no matter the event, how serious. Even if the event is official, ata iko in, like, all events have to end with an after party. Alafu kwa tunapiga sherehe Monday to Monday. People party from Monday to Monday. I thought Kisumu we party. Hey, hakuna sherehe tunapiga Kisumu. Even the last episode I was talking about how ati Kisumu is a city that works for the weekend. Huko Nairobi, hey, people party from Monday to Monday. Yo, we need to work harder in Kisumu. Shout out to my Kisumu people. I'm still in Nairobi. This episode is coming to you guys live from Nairobi. I'm at Two Rivers. Yo, and then I'm a city girl. And then there's, I think the next episode Peter Kwa in Nairobi, and then the next episode I think I'm back to Kisumu. So adios muchachos, and want more for yourself. Yes, put yourself out there, want more for yourself, pray, put yourself out there, want more for yourself, and keep it unspoken. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.